We're getting to know the Pella Christian Activities Director here, Dan Branderhorst. Dan, thanks for joining us. And right off the bat, I know I've got to know you pretty well. For our general audience, though, I know that you've got a son in high school. Just tell us a little bit about your family and the ties you have here to Pella Christian.
You betcha. Always a pleasure to be on the radio with you, Tyler, so thanks for coming in today. I'm actually a 2001 graduate of Pella Christian, so I'm back home to my roots, if you will, and my wife is too. So we were high school classmates, actually high school sweethearts as far as that's concerned, because we did start dating our senior year. And so we love Pella Christian. This is home for us. We're excited to be here. It's kind of a crazy era for us because both of our children are now in high school. My son is going to be a junior. His name is Deacon. And then Lexi, our daughter, is also in high school. She's going to be a freshman. And so quite honestly, that just makes me feel old because my youngest child is now in high school. And that's kind of a scary thing, but it's also fun because, you know what, we live here, we work here, we do so many things here. And so it's fun that my kids get to experience some of those things as well.
And being a Pella Christian grad yourself and now having two kids in high school here at Pella Christian, what does that mean to you as a family that they're getting to have some of the same experiences maybe that you got to experience in high school and knowing that things have probably changed quite a bit since 2001 as well and getting some new experiences here at Pella Christian that maybe you and your wife didn't get to have?
You bet. You know, it's special. People who know me know that I've always been a Pella Christian sports fan. In fact, going back into my junior high and high school era, I never missed a single boys basketball contest in 8 years. And so kind of crazy. We used to make the trip to Winterset or Boone or wherever it was, some of those long trips. And my brother played through a stretch of that, so obviously that was a part of it. But the athletic director at the time, Jerry Vermeer, gave me a plaque for being a super fan of Pella Christian basketball. So the crazy thing is I've always loved it, and now I get to live it every day. And it's just cool because my kids get to be a part of so many things. And the biggest thing that's exciting for me is my kids get to be influenced by coaches and leaders here at Pella Christian who are great people and people that I obviously want my kids to learn from and model after. And so it's pretty cool.
And we're talking about being influenced by coaches and stuff like that. Who are some of the people that you kind of look at as role models in your life and that you try to emulate what they've taught you and things of that nature?
There's a long list. There's so many people that I respect and admire. I would say one for sure is my dad. You know, it's pretty cool that now my dad actually gets to be on staff here at Pella Christian. So he is an assistant coach for our golf team. Our golf team had tremendous success this year, making it to state for the first time in many, many years. But I would say he's definitely a role model for me. He's just a really selfless guy. He always thinks of others first. He's probably one of the most generous individuals I've ever been around. And he's just a wise person. He's a great leader. And so I have to give him credit for, I guess, filling that position as a role model for me.
Absolutely. And this is going to sound like a really strange question because as we're sitting here in your office, I'm looking right at an Iowa State helmet. So yeah. The whole Iowa State debate, I think, is being answered by the helmet sitting over there on your desk. And maybe just tell us a little bit about why you're an Iowa State fan over Iowa here in the Hawkeye State.
You know, I kind of grew up on the dark side here in Southeast Iowa. I grew up with parents who were Hawkeye fans, and later in life, I came to the light, if you will. And I actually attended Iowa State University, so I'm a super fan, but I'm also an alumni. So I majored and got a finance degree from Iowa State back in 2005, and since then, I've been a season men's basketball, season football, season ticket holder ever since the 2000s when I attended school. So literally, if you count my first year in college back in 2001, I've been a season ticket holder for more than 20 years. Our family, it's kind of a family affair that every fall on Saturdays, when the Cyclones are at home, we go up to Jack Trice Stadium. And of course, I try to catch as many games at the best venue for basketball in the country, Hilton Coliseum, when I can. Of course, those that know me know that I coach high school basketball too, so I can't make it to all the home games. But definitely love our trips to Jack Trice in the fall. Definitely love our trips to Hilton Magic in December, January, and February. So it's a lot. It's pretty special to our family.
That is really special. And beyond Iowa State, I noticed another helmet over there, Chicago Bears helmet. Yeah. What are some of the other teams that you follow year-round besides Iowa State and Pella Christian?
Yeah, you're right. So I have three helmets in my office here. One, I call them my Friday, Saturday, Sunday helmets, because the Friday night, of course, is the Pella Christian Eagles. And then Saturdays, I'm all about the Cyclones. And then by Sundays, I'm kind of tired of football. And so it's okay to be a Bears fan because, you know, the Chicago Bears haven't been that good for so long. But I would consider myself a Chicago fan. So to answer your question, I grew up, you know, with the Chicago Bulls and Michael Jordan, that whole era. And so I just found myself, being that they're a local market, I chose Chicago all the way. So Chicago Cubs, Chicago Bulls, and definitely, yes, Chicago Bears, even though that's been trying in many ways.
And as a Cubs fan, I was just about to ask you, Cubs or White Sox too with that. So very glad to hear the Chicago Cubs. Dan, thanks for letting us get to know you a little bit better. And, you know, this was a fun conversation. Looking forward to many more great conversations. So appreciate the time.
Awesome, Tyler. Thank you.